Let's give away some tickets.
Time to play the game.
I'm a fan. I love this game. This is the game that we play that draws on past experiences, but some questionable experiences. Like maybe the kind of experiences in all of our lives that we, you know, we don't want to necessarily own up to with name and face. So we
some reason it, you seem to always out us though.
We do it by we do it anonymously by raising our hand, hence the raise your hand game.
How to raise your hand.
And this is the hand. Please raise your hand.
Oh yeah. It's the raise your hand game, and it's very easy to play. There's five of us in the studio. Thank you. You can hear the listen to the applause. It's crazy. Hi.
Hi.
You look pretty hot tonight.
You sit down.
Why not wear a bra next time? Thank you.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm all about the cheap movies today. Gotta ask a question. Anybody that it applies to in the studio raises their hand. Your simple task is to guess how many hands are raised out of five. It's that simple. And if you get
you
two,
you only raise one hand per person.
Correct.
By the way,
that's a good clarification.
Just 10 possible hands.
Very,
room,
very good. Obviously. Where would I be without you?
Because some people could guess seven.
I know.
Because I could raise two, and then you get more than five.
Yeah. I love what you bring to the show.
Where would we be without
that's
you?
A good point. Yeah.
So, announcing the right Bruins scores.
Oh, Mr. Hockey speaks up.
For instance.
Sit down.
Or at least get the right scores in general.
How many of us, I'll do a couple of test runs so people can get the feel for it before we actually go to the phones. How many of us in studio have accepted a date to get a free meal? How many of us have accepted a date to get a free meal? Now, if you know us, to me, I think this is an easy one. If you said four, you'd be wrong. You said zero, you'd be right.
We're not like that.
We're not like that, man.
No, you're gross.
We're not like...
She hates burping. Give her the farts. She hates the burps.
Kelly just...
Give her the farts.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. She doesn't mind farting.
That's true. I much prefer a fart over
how many... I'm just going to move on, if that's cool. How many of us in the studio, this is a just second round test, lied about what we did for a living just to get laid? In our lives, have you ever lied about what you do for a living to get laid? If you said five... You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
I'm
in advertising. Because that's going to get me laid. How you doing? I'm Greg. I'm in advertising. How you doing?
Nobody raised their hands.
I'm a pet groomer. Kelly, come on. Don't lie. All five of us had our day. But you can't. You got to embrace it. You can't lie about it. All right. So let's go. Let's see.
I sell the meat stick.
I'm a meat stick salesman. How you doing? Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Wayne.
Hey, Wayne. What's up?
How you doing?
All right. How you doing, huh?
I'm doing good.
All right, Wayne, there's five of us in the studio. Tell me how many hands go up when I ask this question, okay?
Yep. One hand per person, Wayne.
Thank you, Kelly. how many of us in studio, Wayne, have had sex at a workplace? How many of us have had sex at a workplace?
Two.
Is the number two. No, Wayne, the number is five. Number's five. Oh, yeah, crazy. There's a lot of nooks and crannies. There's a lot of nooks and crannies in this building. I'm just saying, you know.
Or
in the back room of the IGA.
Who was it, LaDowney?
Hmm?
Whoa.
You want to dance? You really want to dance with me? No, it wasn't LaDowney.
You really want to dance?
Was the Doctor of Rock. Thank you very much. All right, here's the next one. Wayne, you got to get this one to stay in it, all right?
All right.
How many of us, Wayne, have broken something in a store and walked away?
I say all five.
All five is the number five. No, Wayne, it was two. Sorry, you're out. It was two. I've done it. It's horrifying. I never knew whether or not I should admit it. I just put it back on the shelf, looked both ways. Nobody saw me. Out of the aisle I went. I'm sorry to the people at Ames. It was a long time ago.
Ames. That's probably why they went. That's probably why they went under.
It wasn't Ames in Sanford. No, we were lucky enough in my hometown of Summersworth to have our own Ames.
Man,
yeah,
the Sanford one was the best.
Yeah,
best Ames.
Right down the street from Martin's. All right, ready?
It's true.
Next, let's see. What we got. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. Michelle, how many of us of five in the studio are going to raise our hand when I ask this question? How many of us got something for free, then pretended they bought it, and gave it to someone else as a gift?
I'm going to say four.
You're going to say four. Oh, so close! Five would have been the correct answer. You all know. Kelly Brown is an extreme, you've heard of Extreme Couponer? He is an extreme re-gifter. And what I love about it, that's not a criticism, thank Kelly, you. I love you, because he's not, Michelle, no shame whatsoever.
Waste not, want not.
Yeah. He will
waste not, want not. I believe that.
He will give you a beautiful prize, a gift, Michelle, and he'll say, I got that at a golf tournament in the goodie bag. He'll own it. He totally owns it. I got to appreciate that
thank
about you.
You.
Nothing wrong with that.
I gave him one of my photo calendars this year. He goes, you know what? My uncle's going to love this.
Yeah, that was last year. This year, my mom got
and
it.
I'm like, I'm giving it to you. And he takes it out of my hand so I can't take it back. And he says, I'm going to give this to my Uncle Mark or whatever it was. Yeah. All right, next one. Got to get this one right to stay in it, Michelle. How many of us in studio, totally anonymous, have ever been blindfolded during sex?
Four.
You're close. No, only three. Only three. Yeah, sorry about that, Michelle. It was nice talking to you, though. Nice talking to you. Kelly, I didn't know that you were into that.
I did. It was by myself.
Oh, okay.
He blindfolded himself. It's just, hey, whatever, right?
Yep.
Good morning. Hi, who's this?
I was scared.
This is Charlie Craig.
I'm sorry, what is it again?
Charlie.
All right, best out of five. You got to guess how many hands go up. Charlie, how many of us in the room have spent more money partying and than 1 month's rent? Like, how many people in the studio have spent more money partying in a month than we owed in rent? How many of us, Charlie?
Zero.
Show me zero. Yeah, baby. We're responsible.
We work in radio.
We're responsible.
I go not, for free drinks.
Not stupid. All right, here we go. Next question. Charlie, how many of us in the studio have ever pleasured themselves to a picture of someone they know personally?
Two.
The hands are slow on the uptake. Is it two? No, Charlie. Come on. Everybody's done it. Except Laura. Everybody's done it. Except Laura.
It seems like such an obvious
I know.
Thing.
To hold a picture? No.
No, you don't
hold it. Doesn't have to be like a physical picture that you're holding.
I'm not holding the picture.
I'm not holding a picture of anybody in doing that.
You don't hold the picture. It could just be a picture somewhere.
A picture in your mind?
Yeah.
Well, pictures in my mind is different.
Are you too busy to masturbate?
No.
Charlie.
I'm just not holding a picture.
She makes like she's holding the picture like 6 inches from her face.
I thought you guys were all weirdos. I'm like, print out the picture.
She's too busy to masturbate.
No, I'm not holding a picture.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm not holding it either. All right, here we go. This is, Charlie, if you get this right, you win. If not, you're all done, okay? Charlie, how many of us in the studio have flashed their boobs to get something? Anything. Out of a ticket. Anything.
Three
is the number three. No, two. Two. Sorry. And Kayla wasn't one of them. That's the funny thing. Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate
it.
Kayla Laura. Yeah, you got it. Bingo.
I like my extra fries.
If we have them, why not?
What did you get? Extra fries. Can I ask? I mean, I know it's an anonymous game, but
it is anonymous.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You don't have to answer that question, but I am going to wonder about it. All right. Let's go. So
he's
one
touching
more.
Himself with a picture with you tonight.
Holding a photo
right next to your face. Hi. Who's this?
Pictures in a zippy bag.
Okay. Hi. Who's this?
Oh.
Don't make me ask three times. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi. Who's this?
This is Joe.
All right, Joe. Joe's going to get it done. I think Joe's going to do it. Joe, how many hands are going to go up out of five when I ask this question? Joe, how many of us have gone straight to work from being out the night before?
I'm going to say four.
Going to say
all five. All five of you.
All five. He changes this thing. Show me. What is it? Five. Nice. Good call. Yeah, good call. Nice switch. Last minute switch. Nice switch. All right, Joe, you get this right, you win tickets to see Poison and Cheap Trick. All right? If not, you're still in it. How many of us, Joe, have played video games for almost an entire day without leaving the house?
I'm going to say zero.
Going to show that. Does Joe know the buzz? Is it zero? It is zero. Joe wins. We ain't got no time to sit and play.
I ain't got no time for that.
No. My God sakes.
If Laura's not making time to masturbate.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Definitely.
I'm just not holding pictures.
There's no time to play Doom.
I'll tell you that. You're right.
Joe, hey, congratulations, Joe. You're going to go to see Cheap Trick and Poison and Pop Evil June 15th up at the Guilford Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion. All right?
Awesome. Nice, thanks, guys.
Joe, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Hold on, buddy. All right. Not bad. Not bad. I love that. I'm not going to be able to get that picture out of my face. Out of my head. Like her holding a picture up by her face. That's classic.
I said I was not doing that.
I know.
Picture in your brain.